Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
That is the voice of one John Lydon, formerly known as Johnny Rotten, one of the founding members of the Sex Pistols. When that band disbanded in the late 70s, he formed a new band called Public Image Limited. There's a new documentary that chronicles the ups and downs of that band. It's called The Public Image is Rotten. A lot of perspective about that band from one John Lydon, who we have the opportunity to talk to.
Hello.
Hello, John. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it very much.
Good morning. I'm going to be playing Detroit on the 21st of October.
I know. We're excited about that. Now, you spent most of your summer touring around Europe. How has this year been for you?
Well, so far we've done 39 gigs, which is, you know, about halfway through what we call a full year's work, maybe. But and it's all going to lead up to the Majestic around then. But the American tour will actually start on the 9th of October, and we'll go on until we finish in Mexico City. And if anybody wants to know where we are in between, just go to the pillofficial.com site. I know this all sounds like I'm rattling off a commercial.
Well,
but,
I mean,
if you don't tell people what to do, they won't know.
You've learned that early on in your career. I mean, Pill has been a business, a company as much as a band. I mean, you established that right from the beginning. Even the name is business-like. And I find it interesting the way that the music industry has changed in the last 40 years. Do you see other bands taking your cue and following what you did?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's like a business kind of corporate thing there that Pill is using. But I think we use it in a mocking kind of way, because we have hearts, we have soul, and corporations do not. And there be the difference. It's my life mission, and I hope it's the mission of my fellow band members, really, is to get as close to the truth as you possibly can and share that with your fellow human beings.
It certainly comes out in the documentary that I watched last night, The Public Image is Rotten. This is a great film, and I wonder whose idea the movie was. Was it yours? What made you decide to sit down for what must have been hours and hours of interviews?
Well, it started in 2010 as an offer by a chap called Hunter, and it just expanded from there. It was really dealing at that point with the Pill Reformation and the last two albums, which is good enough for a documentary on its own. But then it occurred to us, like, well, why erase all the rest of Pill? Why not attach that too? And then if we're going to do that, well, I've got nothing to be ashamed of about my first band either. So there it goes. It's a full-on documentary involving all of those elements in my life. And I hope people out there find it intriguing and interesting.
I certainly did. One of the things I found interesting, I didn't realize how close Flea, the bass player from Red Hot Chili Peppers, came to being in Public Image Limited. And he really had to do some soul searching to decide whether to stay in his band or join your band.
Yeah. Well, everybody has issues, but I mean, you know, what a wonderful fella, right?
Considerous. He's done all right. That's for sure.
As I do these interviews, I'm realizing that over the years, when I first started, I thought everybody would just hate me and think I was a talentless moron, you know, because that's what the headlines kept saying over and over and over again. And at some point, it actually becomes really, really, like, debilitating. And you start to doubt yourself. And that happened with me, I think, seriously took a dip in my inner strengths around just before the making of album. My band were too young to work with, really, so I needed replacements, and oddly enough, the people that were willing to come and work were people like Ginger Baker.
I that blew my mind. I didn't realize you.
And it's like, wow, what, really? You know, what, me, you know, bum, dirty, bad boy me. And it's like, absolutely. Came running at me, and bingo, you know, I got myself worth back. So hallelujahs all round. But this can happen. With a media out there constantly tearing me down, with an ex-management constantly at it with me, with ex-band members telling the world proudly, I couldn't sing. It just makes you wonder what they were doing with me in the first place. But this kind of stuff, this kind of like what I call petty hatreds, right, really, really, really is destructive. And that's what I endured, I think, for, yes, quite a sizable chunk of my musical career.
Well, you sure have, and you have always stayed true to your principles. You have always done things on your terms. And I'm wondering, as you hit this 40-year anniversary mark of Pill, as you look back on these 40 years, I mean, do you like these kind of observances? Would you rather not, mark that it's 40 years? And what do you want your legacy to be eventually?
Well, I mean, I say, really, is it necessary? But then, I mean, I had the Pistols 40th last year. It's Pills this year. And also, I've been with my lovely Nora, partner for life, for 40 years. So that's three. That's like a blessed trilogy. And so that ain't so bad. There's no harm in it. There's no hurt. And I'm not claiming any crown that doesn't belong to me. So why not? Why shouldn't I go out and celebrate 40 years? I think I've achieved an awful lot. I haven't joined the shitstorm. I've fought off all the corruption that this world can throw at me. I haven't turned it into lies, and I haven't done this just for the money. I haven't been greedy. I've tried to tell the truth as openly, as honestly as I can, and share that with my fellow human beings. I've tried to introduce the idea and concepts of integrity and empathy in pop music. Shock horror.
There's
working at it. Job in progress, like a faint wane. Let's hope I mature with age. But these are my endeavors. These are the courses I want to take. I want to, know that when I die, and that the mum and dad that are still in my head, because they're both gone, and I want to know that they respect me, that I actually am telling the truth. And that's very important to me. And I'm not talking morals here, because that implies religion, and hello, that's the biggest lie of all, isn't it? What I'm implying really is values. Values, to regard your fellow human being with some kind of respect. You do not need to lie to them, because you just keep that vicious cycle around. And all of this really goes back to childhood illnesses, when I lost my memory, at seven.
Yeah.
I was in a coma. And anyone who lied to me when I came out of it, I'll never forget the damage they'd done to me.
Yeah.
There was no need to lie. Why not tell me as it really is? That would have helped me recover quicker somehow, I hoped.
They say...
There it is. So what I'm saying about values is, I don't base these things on some hippie sentiment. This is actual experiences in my life. And when you watch a documentary like this, I hope you gather that. But this is a true story.
It absolutely comes through in the documentary. There's this phrase, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're living proof of that, aren't you?
I hope so.
What kind of show are we going to see at the Majestic in Detroit on October 21st, John?
Oh, powerful as usual. A public image gig these days is a joy to behold. That's just from my own personal point of view. The way we communicate and connect with the audience, it's really up close and personal. It's a lot of eyeballing each other, favorably, of course. the songs shapeshift according to the dynamics that people share with me through their eyes. It really, really, really helps. And so the gig becomes like a church without religion, hymns without the hallelujah.
Well, I hope to be there. I hope to be there.
Excellent. For those who have three legs, plenty of time.
John Lydon, a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks all right. Thanks for putting up with us.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
May the road rise. There's always be behind you, man. Just got to fly to battle and shatter.
There he is, John Lydon, with us on 1380 WPHM. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, and now Public Image Limited, the band that he's been the front man for some 40 years, give or take a little bit of a hiatus in there. 1380 WPHM.